My name is Alicia Breitzwert. I joined the Federation officially in 2006 at the National Convention in Dallas. But even before that, it all started with a love plant leaf. When I went blind in 96, my parents attended a parent seminar by Barbara Cheadle at that time. And they started learning about the Federation. I joined some transition club events. And then in 06, I was doing a work study at NSA, not far from where Sharon Maneki works at NSA. And I was, as a young adult then, pulled into the Federation by Sharon Maneki. So thanks goes out to Sharon and Barbara Cheadle. My favorite hobby is jewelry. I make my own jewelry out of Swarovski crystals, something I love to do. And of course, music also.
And your favorite Federation thing?
Oh, my favorite Federation. Just coming and networking with new people, meeting people that I don't get to see except for once a year, whether it's because of the distance or life.
Amber West, 2019. Debbie Brown, to make friends.
My name is Amber Woods. The year I joined was 2015. The person who got me to the NFB was Dean Stonecipher, my O&M trainer. And the best events is national conventions and Washington Seminar.
My name is Anil Lewis. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1989 in Atlanta, Georgia. The person who brought me on board or really taught me about the Federation was Mr. Al Falligan, a great gentleman, really helped me make one of the best decisions in my life. And my most exciting experience within the Federation has to be the 2007 USLAM, where we brought in over 200 blind kids from across the country to our national office in partnership with Johns Hopkins, and we taught them how to build and launch rockets, dissect sharks, program robots, do nanoscience, and we changed their lives, and our lives got changed as well.
Hi, my name's Anthony Jacks. I'm joining the Federation today. Yes, and one of my biggest influences to join the Federation was Miss Sharon Maneki. And one of my most fulfilling challenges was to protest the not hiring of blind actors in New York.
Barbara Cheadle, 1974. Jim Nyman, Dave Dawson, John Cheadle, Barbara Lowe's Walker, and Future Reflections magazine for parents of blind children and the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children.
My name is Bernice Lauder, and I joined the NFB in 1974. Raymond Lauder was instrumental in bringing me in. And my favorite activity that we do and I look forward to is Bell.
My name is Brittany Bomboy. I first got involved with the NFB in 2011 when I went to my very first summer program at the Colorado Center for the Blind. Brent Batron was a huge influence into why I'm really involved and why this has become such a big part of my life. The summer program actually at the first convention in 2011, I learned a lot about myself and got a lot of confidence and learned a lot about just being blind and that it's okay to be blind, and he really helped me through all that.
My name is Carla McQuillan, and I first came into the Federation in 1988 as a scholarship winner in the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. And I would have to say that it was that convention that really impacted me the most of all of the Federation activities and things that I have done over the years. And that was because when I got to the convention, I was ready to take the scholarship money, but I did not want to have anything to do with a group of blind people because I thought I knew what blindness was about and it wasn't me. So I was pleasantly surprised to see blind lawyers and a totally blind pharmacist and teachers and people doing all the things out there that I never thought blind people could do. And I remember thinking to myself that it was great that I could go home and tell my mom and dad that I was going to be okay.
My name is Debbie Brown, and I joined the NFB in 1986, and I was led into the movement by the Job Opportunities for the Blind program, and it was my sister that told me about it, who's not a member. And my favorite activity is the Bell program. That is one that makes me keep going because I get to see these young kids perform.
Hello, my name is Derek Day, and I've been in the National Federation of the Blind since 2014 when my mom co-founded the Greater Carroll County chapter. And the event that has been most impactful in my life is Bell Camp because it taught me to be literate in Braille and to be able to read and write independently.
My name is Desmond Jackson. I joined the Federation in 2002. I was brought in by Barbara Manuel, who's the president of the NFB of Alabama now. The activity that has impacted my life the most is being able to pass on my knowledge through the NFB Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy.
My name is Ellen Ringline. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1986 in Connecticut. I was looking for blind role models and came across Mike Goss. So he's the first person in the NFB that I met. So he brought me into the NFB. And the significant event was the first state convention I attended that fall in Connecticut. I learned about self-confidence and what was possible for blind people to become independent. And that led me to seek out blindness training, which has made a big difference in my life. And I want to pay it forward.
My name is Garrett Mooney. I joined the Federation in 2012. My TVI, Mark Felice, was the one who brought me into the Federation when he sent me off to the Colorado Center for the Blind for a summer program. And that program, as well as their adult program, has made the most impact on my life today.
Hi, my name is Graham Mell. I became a member of the Federation in 2008. At that time, sought out the Central Maryland chapter and was well welcomed by Darlene Price and Sharon Manecki into the chapter and got involved. My favorite activity is going to the basket bingo, and I enjoyed going to and receiving the energy that was happening at the Orlando conventions and the 75th anniversary.
My name is Janice Forbes. I joined the Federation in, I believe it was 2012. The person that brought me into the Federation is the lovely Miss Lillian Kennedy from Prince George's County. And the thing that I enjoy most about NFB is being a participant in creating the career fairs, both at the national level and the one at Washington Seminar. Those are all.
My name is Janice Toothman. I joined in 2006, and Debbie Brown invited me to a membership seminar. And my favorite activity is advocacy and legislation.
My name is John Cheadle. I joined the National Federation of Blind in 1975. A number of people brought me in. My wife, Barbara Beach, Walker Loess, Dave Dawson, and Jim Nyman. There are many activities, being with Barbara for 40-plus years, working with the parents group, and future reflections, and, of course, the opportunity to work with Kenneth Jernigan for a couple of decades. That's it.
I am Judy Nelson. I joined the Federation in 2017 through Sharon Manecki. She invited me to the Maryland State Conference, and that is still my favorite activity because the fun, the people, the camaraderie, watching people living the lives that they want and enjoying it in the process.
My name is Judy Rasmussen. I joined the Federation in 1975. The person that brought me into the Federation was my old boyfriend, Wesley Williams. The event that impacted my life, I think the most in the beginning, was my first national convention in 1979. I heard a speech by Dr. Jernigan talking about a gentleman named Edgar Salmon who had struggled all of his life to find a job. I also met my husband at that first convention.
My name is Juhi Narula. I joined NFB in the summer of 2018, and John Perret encouraged me to join. And my favorite activity is probably the banquet dinners, because that's when you get to communicate with a lot of the other blind people and really learn who they are, and you get to talk to more people.
My name is Caitlin Seipel. I just joined the NFB this year in 2019, and the scholarship committee welcomed me into the Federation. My favorite activity is the conventions, because you're encouraged and empowered as a blind person.
My name is Linda Bobo. I came into the organization in 1984 because I was a national scholarship winner. But I actually joined the Federation on a local level in 1987 when I moved here to Maryland. The event, no one particular event that has impacted me other than attending these state conventions and seeing the experiencing the love that's here for everybody. For all, and the people, getting to know the people and, you know, hearing the people cheering for each other, even at the trivia games last night and things like that. So.
And who introduced you?
Who introduced me? I really didn't have a particular person. I just heard about it as a, because I applied for the scholarship.
Gotcha.
So there was no particular person once I got to the...
I'm Lloyd Rasmussen. And I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1965. That was my first convention, was the Washington, D.C. convention. I don't actually know who brought me in. It was a number of people, a number of circumstances. I would say the biggest event that shaped my life involving the Federation was people sending Dr. Jernigan to Iowa to build a program that would train blind people and show what the Federation philosophy could really do, test it out, and see if it really worked.
My name is Mark Riccobono, and I first joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1996. The person who really influenced my joining was Cheryl Orgis. She's a blind woman who lives in Shorewood, Wisconsin. She was chair of the scholarship program for the Wisconsin affiliate back in the mid-90s, and so I had talked to her a number of times, finally convinced her to have the affiliate grant me a scholarship. It's really hard to pick a most impactful activity or program of the Federation. It's very tempting to say the convention, the national convention, but I guess today what I'm feeling is that our umbrella mosaic of 2015, our 75th anniversary convention, was really my favorite. It represented in so many ways, from the logistics to the symbology to the togetherness to the forward-looking nature of it to the public outreach, so much of what we try to do every day in the National Federation of the Blind.
My name is Melissa Sheeter, and I've been a part of the NFB mostly my whole life. In 2005, as an adult, Alicia Briceward brought me in. And the thing that has impacted me the most is when I was in kindergarten, it was believed that I didn't need to learn Braille because I had enough vision. So Sharon Maneki really helped fight for that, and that was the only real blindness skill I had when I lost my vision suddenly when I was 15.
Hi, my name is Nadia Graham, and I've been involved at the NFB since I was 3 years old. I joined Bell when I was three, and I learned Braille, which taught me to read Harry Potter. And one of my NFB friends told me about it. I created an event that fundraised for NFB, which brought in approximately 10,000 people.
My name is Pam Goodman, and I have been a National Federation of the Blind member since 2005. The person who got me involved in the NFB was initially my mother, but then through her insistence, I met Sharon Maneki, and that's why I've stayed. My favorite thing about the National Federation of the Blind is the sense of community and unity and inclusion and strength that we gain from each other within this awesome organization.
My name is Patty Ann Baer. I joined the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland on August 28, 2004. Mrs. Amy Krause introduced me to the Federation, and the most significant thing was meeting Sharon Maneki and being a friend to her.
My name is Raina Grovelay, and I have joined the Federation as a result of my parents joining. I was born with a visual impairment. I was actually born totally blind, and I regained some sight for a bit, but lost it due to a hemorrhage of the eye. My family became part of the Federation in either 1986 or 1987. I got my first cane when I was 2.5 years old. My parents were always firm believers of being independent and not letting others feel sorry for you and taking control and taking charge of your life. And they really definitely lived according to those principles and raised me according to those principles because they made sure I had cane travel where, you know, children are sometimes not exposed to it till they're 6 or 7 or even in middle or high school, which is a travesty. I was using a cane at 2.5 and I even had exposure to Braille. I was reading Dr. Seuss books at 3. The National Federation of the Blind played a very big role in that because they have a forward-thinking view about blindness. I love the philosophy of not being pitied, you know, living the life you want, and getting out there and just making things happen in spite of your circumstances, and just trying to be a fighter. And the National Federation of the Blind took a very active role in fighting for me to have equal education. Because when I was in the public school system, they wanted to put me in special ed. And being that my parents were young, they thought they could bully my parents. My parents were not having any of that. And all through the years, the National Federation of the Blind has played a significant role in helping me to be the woman I have become today. Independent, self-sufficient, bright, and well-learned, and well-rounded. Thank you.
My name is Ronza Othman. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 2003, and I was brought into the Federation by Debbie Kent Stein and Patty Gregory Chang. The activity or event that most impacted me was the law program, which is sort of like a mini Washington seminar for children from all over the country where they come to DC to influence policymakers. Because if those children can change the course of history for us as blind Americans, then anything is possible, and anything truly was possible those days where we were walking the hill, moving those legislators forward.
It's Sarah Gayton. I'm with the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, and thank you for letting me come. The best thing I found out about the National Federation for the Blind in the USA is that you joined and you supported our global pledge and petition for safe and accessible urban environments for all. Amazing support, amazing pledge, and you're part of a global movement of over 430 organizations from around the world demanding better and safer and more accessible streets.
I'm Sharon Maneki. I joined the National Federation of the Blind in 1976 when I was living in New Jersey. It's hard to pinpoint one person as the influencer because there was a team who came to New Jersey to revitalize the organization. And so several people invited me to come. And the reason I've stayed is because it was exciting, and still is, to be in the National Federation of the Blind. People, you know, there were things to do, there were missions to accomplish, and it really has given my life a purpose.
My name is Sean Jacobson. I was first introduced to the Federation in the early 1970s when I was at the Iowa School for the Blind. A couple of schoolmates invited me to this secret meeting, and it sounded exciting, and we were listening to the Braille monitor, and I heard a story about blind people in a workshop protesting their wages, and they were so fearsome that they frightened their keepers, and I thought, this is exciting, because I had never heard of blind people doing that before. And I have since come out from Iowa to be here and am now the treasurer of the Maryland State Affiliate. I most enjoy the state conventions because they keep me in touch with the rest of the blindness community.
My name is Sharia Young. I joined the Federation around 97 when I was part of the team retreat, introduced to the Federation by Ms. Barbara Cheadle and then Sherman Ecke, the former president. I enjoy being part of the Federation when I was the vice president of the student division as well as the secretary of the student division. My favorite thing about the National Federation of the Blind is to take part in the national and state conventions.
My name is Sherry Smith. I joined the NFB in 2014. I found it by a Google search. What has impacted me most is the way they provided a lawyer to help me when my son wasn't getting what he needed at school. Awesome, NFB.
My name is Smita Javeri, and Francois introduced me to NFB. Which year is 2014? And I like the auction of bake sale. Is it good enough?
I think so. Hi, my name is Teresa Graham. Everyone knows me as Nadia's mom. I joined the Federation when Nadia was 3, so that makes it 10 years ago. I joined because I needed assistance with my daughter receiving ESY, and a little birdie told me to come visit the NFB, but not to let anyone know they sent me. So I did just that. That following week, I knocked at the NFB doors, and they opened up a whole new world for me.
My name is Thomas Ampuma. I joined the National Federation for the Blind when I was 11 years old, and I was 2000. My thing that I liked to do was cooking at teen retreat. And the person that introduced me to this place was Sharon Maneki.
I am Tom Bickford. I joined the National Federation of the Blind when I was living in California in 1956, October, the October meeting of the local chapter. I suppose the person that got me in was Kenneth Jernigan, who was at the time on the staff of the Orientation Center there in Oakland. The most impressive activity that we've done, that I've done here in Maryland, is attending, going to the national meetings down in Washington, attending, going to the congressional meetings, or here in Maryland, going to Annapolis to the meetings of the legislature and calling on legislators there.
My name is Yasmin Razuddin. I joined the Federation in 1992. Before that, I had read the books from the Federation, and the person who brought me into the Federation is Judy Rasmussen. I went to find a job with her. That's how she found me. And the best activity I like in the Federation is the National Convention, because it is lots of fun.